44 degrees outside, and we now go to agricultural analysis from Aaron Curtis at Midco. How you doing, Aaron?
Pretty good here. We're actually starting the market up a little higher to get going here to start the new week. Not a lot of news here this morning. We did obviously finish not very well there late last week with the market selling off here as we headed towards the weekend. So seeing a little recovery from that. Looks like pretty active harvest around the Corn Belt over the weekend. Looks like a pretty clear window through most of this week. So we'll see how yield reports continue to come in. Expecting harvest progress this afternoon to be right around 50% for both corn and soybeans. So we'll see where that comes in as well. Be about a 10-12% increase from last week. So we're finally seeing the Western Corn Belt kind of get back in the fields here a little bit and expect some active harvest here as the week goes on. Export inspections out here this morning, but otherwise we really have kind of a lack of news. The next USDA report is not out till November 8th, so it looks like we're going to struggle to probably find some news out there to really move the market with the exception of the weekly demand numbers that we see every week. So, but right now we got a little higher start, so we'll take that. December corn at 370 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. March corn at 382 and 3/4, up 3 1/4. May corn at 390, that's up 3 cents. November soybeans, 862, up 5 1/4. Jan soybeans at 875 and 3/4, up 5 1/4. March beans at 888 and 3/4, that's up 5 1/4. December Chicago wheat at 512 and 3/4, down 2 cents. March Chicago wheat at 532 and a quarter, that's also down 2 cents. Kansas City wheat for December, 513 and a quarter, down 3. March, 537 and a quarter, that's down 3 1/2. Livestock markets, cattle higher here with a friendlier than expected cattle on feed report there Friday. We have October cattle at 112.60, up 35. December cattle 117.80, up $1.02. November feeders at 155.77, up $1.67. December lean hogs 52.02, up 42 cents. February at 59.47, that's up 45. So with the exception of export inspections and crop progress, not a lot of new news out here this morning. Continue to watch harvest progress here as the week goes on, and hopefully we have another good, safe week of harvest progress this week.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thank you. At 45 degrees outside, on our way to a high of 65 at Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Here's a look at the rest of that forecast. Clear skies, a low of 37 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 55. And tomorrow night, clear skies, a low of 32. And Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 52. And if you missed any of the debate on Thursday night, tonight's your chance to watch it on AM or on WILL-TV at 8 o'clock. That is the 13th Congressional District debate between Republican incumbent Rodney Davis and Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. That's tonight at 8 o'clock on WILL-TV. I'm Steve Mork, filling in for Brian Moline. Thanks for listening. 1A next here on AM 580 and will.illinois.edu.